Well, greetings, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Welcome to the Shepherd's Call. Glad to have you aboard tonight. Call someone a friend, or you might want to call an enemy, praise Yahweh, and tell them the Shepherd's Call is on the air, and then we will get into part three of Joseph's birthright, and we are going to review before we get into the scripture. So you go to Matthew chapter 2, again verse 1, and we will compare verse 6 as we go back into the old parchment where we left off last night, telling you that Bethlehem Ephratah and Bethlehem Judea are two very distinct, different locations geographically. So then we've got to get the cart put back behind the horse. In this case, they put the horse behind the cart. And ladies and gentlemen, we shouldn't fall for these things, but we do. We take the Bible, and when it says it's holy, we believe that holy men wrote it. And that's true. There's no denial that holy men wrote as they were moved on by the Holy Spirit, and they spake accordingly. However, there is also a warning in the Holy Bible that men would think to change the scriptures. For it said, he that addeth to the scriptures, to him shall be added the plagues, and to him that taketh from, there it is, those that take from or add to. Now, we want to be aware of that in this particular chapter of Matthew, something is not adding up here, because something has been added to the text. And anybody that adds after the fact, it won't add up correctly. Praise Yahweh. Now, the question is, are the Jews God's holy people as we have been led to believe? Is it anti-Semitic to say that the Jews are not God's chosen people? Of course not. You see, the Semitic people, the Semites, were, that word is from the Shemites, if you will, they are the descendants of Jacob, Israel. So then, you see, the Jews, Judah, are only one tribe within the 12. So they only make up 1/12 of the equation here, and we are looking for the other dispersed tribes, as James 1:1 said, the house of Israel scattered abroad. Well, we found them here in America, in Great Britain, in the Scandinavian countries north, in the northern part of Russia, and through the Baltic states, and through the Isles, the British Isles, then into Canada, and into America, where the Caucasian people migrated in the disbursement, losing their identity. And these are some of the reasons that we have lost identity, is certain passages in the Bible that we always took for granted as being God's holy word. Everybody trusted the translators. Now, folks, in some cases, that wasn't very wise for us to do. We know of several instances where they have monkeyed or doctored or changed the text, or in some cases also added to. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, Jesus born in Bethlehem of Judea. Really? Well, let's see where the prophets said he would be born. Verse 6, remember, we reviewed this. And thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are not least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Now, there's nowhere that the prophet says it is written. There's no place in the Bibles where this is written. None. No place. Period. So then, are they quoting from a direct text of the Old Testament? Or are they fiddling with their imagination? Or have they changed the text? Or have they altered it somewhat? We believe the latter. They have altered, they have taken parts of this prophetic utterance in the book of Micah, where we told you that they had changed the text of the scriptures. Now let me go back there and review again. Then we're going back to the book of Genesis to prove the geographical location. As we covered last night, this is just a slight review to keep you, to bring you up to speed. A lot of people tell me, Pastor Buddy, you go so fast, you call so many scriptures, we just can't keep up with you. Well then, I'm trying to review this to bring you up to speed so that you will get this into your spiritual gears and let them start grinding into the spiritual mind, if you will, and take this and seal it. And lock it in as a truth that you must deal with and look at. Here in chapter 5, the first three verses are particularly very important. Verse 2, this is the scripture that they misquoted. But thou Bethlehem Ephratah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, does that sound like the prophetic scriptures where it says in Matthew 1, and here it is in verse 6, thou Bethlehem in the land of Judea? Is there some deception here? Well, of course there is. There is no Bethlehem, Judea in the land of Bethlehem Ephratah. You see, they misquoted it. They wanted, and they have gotten. Ladies and gentlemen, just changing a few verses here and there, the Jews, these not the real Jews now, not Yahweh's chosen people. They didn't have nothing to do with this. These are the infested, or the... Well, how can I say this? I even hate to call them half-brothers. Was Cain a half-brother to Abel? Well, they had the same mother, but they had different fathers, I believe. And here is the relationship again. These Edomite Canaanites that had slipped into the bloodline of Jacob, I don't know what you will call them, just for the sake of anything better, let's call them close kin here. They did have the genetic blood. Now listen to me. They did have the genetic blood of Judah in their veins. Judah impregnated a Canaanite woman, and she brought forth a son. Actually, she brought forth three sons. Yahweh, right off the bat, killed both of them and would have killed the other had she been given to Tamar, this righteous Israelite. Now, see, Yahweh was at work here. Yahweh killed them. If you don't believe that, you need to go back to Genesis 38 and get the rest of the story. I don't have time to review that for you tonight, but just write for my tape on how the snake got into the house of Israel. It'll tell you all those things. 2 hours in detail. You can stop the video. You can go search the scriptures out for yourself, or the departed scepter, or Joseph's birthright. All three of these tapes deal in these areas of what I'm teaching on tonight. They are very detailed, selected. We show you maps on the video. Actually, the map that I spoke of last night is detailed in the Departed Scepter, where I show you the video, that place where it's in Bethel. We're going to go back there and show you that Rachel died in Bethel Ephratah, or Bethlehem Ephratah. This became the birthright inheritance territory that was later granted to Joseph Ephraim. Ephraim is the territory where Christ, the stone shepherd, would come from. The Jews masterfully have hidden the text, and when the true inheritor came, to whom the birthright was given, they said, come, let us kill him, and we will take his inheritance. Bang, right there you go. That's how that the Messiah was talking to these Jews and warned them in John. Now, we'll go to John, if you will. Go to John. Let's review again the Gospel of John here as we go into chapter 7, verse 1. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee. Now, why could he walk in Galilee when he would not walk in the land of Judah? For the Jews sought there to kill him. Now, do you believe that Judah's righteous seed through Tamar sought to kill the Messiah? I don't think so, because it says many of the Jews believed on him. Who were these? These were the ones that were the righteous seed, where Judah rectified his bloodline and his inheritance by impregnating Tamar, and she brought forth two sons to Judah who were of the correct bloodline, and these are the good guys. Now, the bad guys are in the 46th chapter of the book of the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis, by the way. But we are going, that's where the story is told. But we're going to the 46th chapter to show you the rest of the story. These are where men will dare not go and explore because, number one, they don't have the knowledge. Number two, if they did out, they couldn't preach it in their congregation because they would lose their listening audience. You see, that's why Pastor Buddy's not very popular. That's why, but I have people from all over the United States and for that matter now, all over the world contacting Pastor Buddy for more information. Say, Pastor Buddy, we never heard nothing like it. Why, if this was preached in our assemblies, why, they would hang you. Well, guess why I ain't there preaching it? You know, I don't want to get hung. Praise Yahweh. Well, if they do hang me, let them hang me to a sour apple tree and just double the dose of the persecutional rights that I am indebted to and will be granted to because the Bible says they that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Count me in. Because when Christ come teaching that the Jews, quote-unquote, were not God's chosen people, he was inferring that the mixed bloodline here of Judah and Simeon was not the inheritors, specifically Judah, because Judah became the predominant tribe, Simeon here. He also brought forth a son from the Canaanitish woman, and his name was Shaul, S-H-A-U-L, Genesis 46:10. Now, this is an Israelite son that is God's inheritance, ladies and gentlemen, in Israel. Now, he's got his bloodline tainted, and it's a no-no. This bloodline shall never enter in. You say, yeah, but they're close kin. Well, listen, I was going to tell you a little story about the closer kin, but we won't get into that tonight, praise Yahweh. So how did the snake get deeper into the equation here? He corrupted the bloodline of Simeon by crossing the blood, Simeon, with the woman, and the woman of the Canaanite descent, she brought forth to a Canaanite son named Shaul. Now, you can trail him in the scriptures. I call it trailing the serpent seed. And I've got that on video, by the way. And now, we're going to move down to verse 12. And the sons of Judah, Er and Onan and Shelah. Now, let's review those. Er was killed because he was wicked. Oh, he was? That's what the Bible said. He was wicked. Now, since when is an Israelite wicked when he was correct blood born? You either make the tree good and the fruit good, or the tree corrupt and the fruit corrupt. The tree right here was corrupt because it had a cross bloodline. Yahweh killed it to protect Tamar and the inheritance of his son Jacob. You see, Yahweh gave Jacob grace. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, had it not been for grace, you probably wouldn't have made it. Judah here is no worse than we have been as we go skipping along, giving allegiance to the Jews as God's chosen people. And here even the sons of Judah, the righteous sons, later on we're going to show you how they became the righteous seed, and the sons of Judah, Er and Onan, remember, Yahweh killed both of them. Killed both of them. Yahweh. You say, do you mean that Yahweh goes around killing people? Yahweh's killed more people than any mass murderer on the face of the earth. You say, oh, God loves everybody, Pastor Buddy. Well, you ignoramus. Where did you fall off the turnip truck at? My heavens, praise Yahweh. Yahweh said for us as a people, now I know we can't do it now, it's against the law. You say, well, it was against the law then because it says thou shalt not kill. Don't say that. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I can read the Ten Commandments. It says, thou shalt not kill. That's one of the ten. No, it don't say that. I repeat, it does not say that. It says, thou shalt not murder. Now, murder and killing is two different things. He told them to kill everything that was not like his people. He said to kill everything that miscegenated in the camp. Remember in the 25th chapter of the book of Numbers, I ain't got time to go, but I wish I had time to preach like I really need to. If y'all was to come to a feast where Pastor Buddy preaches, you'll see that I can stay on the floor all day, and I ain't been told. Praise Yahweh, and I enjoy it. I love to teach. So just a little hour, I can't hardly get anything because there's so many side issues here that I need to cover to bring your understanding up because you're slow of hearing. Praise Yahweh, or maybe you're new beginners, and if you are, I just can't hardly find the patience to really come back and teach you, and I could do it if we had the time. So I'm in a hurry here tonight. I'm limited to 1 hour. Praise Yahweh. But my, how we could bring you up to speed. It would pay you to do like our good brother in California, Brother Bob. Make your reservations early to come to the feast. He's already put in for his time, his vacation, and he's made advance notices that he's coming to the feast that we have in May in Andrews, North Carolina. Why don't you do the same? You can meet Pastor Buddy and Pastor Gary and Pastor Jack and Pastor Jim and Pastor Eric and all these other fine folks that Pastor Mike and all the good people. Well, we've got a lot of good people over there in Andrews. If I leave one of them, I've done mention enough. You know, if I leave somebody out, they might get slighted here. But my, so such a wonderful people. They're good mountain people. They got hospitality running out both ears and both hands, and they like to hug and shake and howdy and praise Yahweh and dance and have a good time and just preach the Bible and fellowship and sing and rejoice, and oh my, it's wonderful. One solid week of adventure in Passover. And you've never been to one like it where we actually, yes, ladies and gentlemen, we actually kill a lamb. Oh dear one, you're sacrificing. Well, what if I told you we'd kill a pig and roast it? You say, oh, well, honey, get reservations. Let's go. They kill pigs. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we don't kill pigs. We don't eat pork. At Pulsey Pig Pork, we don't eat it. Why? Because the Bible deems it unclean. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're behind times. You're just old-fashioned. Don't you remember in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts where God told Peter he'd cleaned everything? Well, if he has, when's the last time you eat a skunk? When's the last time that you eat a snake? When's the last time you eat a possum? When's the last time you eat a crow? When's the last time you eat a buzzard? A pukey buzzard. Yeah, they live on dead. Yeah, but if he's cleaned everything, why don't we just go ahead and enjoy those? Now, we know it's been proven that the pig is one of the dirtiest, filthiest. You know what he is? He's a scavenger. He was put on the earth to scavenge and to clean up the mess that is upon the planet. And so we turned it in. You say, but Pastor Bunny, they were eating pork back in Israel because they were swine farmers down there where the man named Legion and all the demons went into. Oh, duh. Guess what he did? What kind of animal did he pick for the demons to go in? They wanted, they volunteered. They asked to be put into the herd of swine. Praise Yahweh. And the Messiah, Yahweh, sure obliged them. And they ran violently down the hill to show you that the demons, the pigs, reacted to the possessional power of the demons as the demons ran them down into... Now, why did they do that? That's another story, but let me briefly explain. Why did they run down into the sea and choke them and they die? Because then the spirits were again, once more, released. Remember, they said, don't send us to hell before time. So they were released back into the atmosphere where they could go to the next guy down the street or the next woman and find an opportunity to enter in and possess them. Did you know that there's more people running around with a possession of a devil? They don't realize it. They get up and go to work. They go to Sunday school. They pray. And they do all these things and they carry the devil around in their body. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Bible said he can take you captive at his own will. If you was to really, really get down to discern who's got Yahweh and who ain't, you'd be frightened at the results. Now, verse 12, we are in Genesis chapter 46. The sons of Judah are Onan and Shelah. I want to deal with Shelah. This is the one. Now, the Bible says if these are Jacob and his family, if these are the ones that went down into the land of Egypt, as Jacob took them down. Here it is in verse 5. And Jacob rose up from Bathsheba, and the sons of Israel carried Jacob their father and their little ones and their wives in the wagons with Pharaoh that had sent to carry them. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Canaan, and they came into Egypt, Jacob and all his seed, listen, Jacob and all his seed with him. Now it lists his sons and his seed, descendants, that went down with him. His sons and his sons' sons with him and his daughters and his sons' daughters, and all his seed brought with he into Egypt, including Shelah. Shelah was a Canaanite mixed Hebrew. Now let me repeat that for all of you folks that don't understand what Pastor Bud is trying to prove here. Sheila was an infected blood, a canine blood. Just one drop, ladies and gentlemen, of canine blood disqualifies you from ever entering into heaven. You ain't going. It's that simple. And now notice, you say, well, God loves everybody. Well, I dare you to go get you a Greek Bible and read Luke 23, verse 34. The Greek version says, Father, forgive them not, for they know what they do. You think that Yahweh, which when he came, Yahweh, Shua in the flesh, but you believe that he actually forgave them, Jews that killed him? You say, well, yeah, buddy, because he took the higher road. Glory to God. And he opened heaven's doors, and whosoever will, let him come and take the wife. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Let me show you something here. If we go back to Matthew, and we are, let's go back to John, where we are at this point. Praise Yahweh again, John 8:44. Let me read verse 37. Verse 37 says, I know that you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Now, these that are Abraham's seed. Now, who's he talking about here? He's talking about the Canaanite mixed Hebrews, the seed of Judah and Simeon, who were Canaanite mixed into the assembly. They went down into the land of Egypt. And ladies and gentlemen, this Canaanite seed has been with us. This is groundbreaking truth. I'm laying it on you tonight now. We are teaching and calling it out like it is. You've never heard a message like this. I don't care how old, if you're 99 years old and you're on a cane and you've got a hearing aid to listen to Pastor Buddy, well, Yahweh bless you. But if you have to have two hearing aids to hear this message, please hear it before you leave the planet. It could save your soul and give you the opportunity to do that which is pleasing to Yahweh. I know that my word has no place in you, but you are Abraham's seed. How they were the Abraham's seed? They were from the seed of Judah and Simeon, crossed with a Canaanite, and Yahweh said, mm-mm, you can't go. My word has no place in you. Then here they said, now listen what they said. Then, verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Abraham is our father. Now, if they were true blues and Abraham was their father, they would have loved the Messiah. But with a lot of good people from the tribe of Israel, or from the tribe of Judah, that is, they were good people and they heard him. Many of them were saved. But then this Canaanite field faction, ladies and gentlemen, that's the one we're after tonight. We're telling, and after the break, we're going to come back and show you where Ephratah is. It ain't Bethlehem, Judea. Praise Yahweh. Well, that ought to make the devil happy. Hallelujah. You stay tuned. Call a friend. Bring back to the table the meat. Yahweh bless. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. We're in the 8th chapter of the book of John, St. John in the New Parchment. We're going back to Genesis chapter 46 just in a moment. We are up here looking at the text in verse 39 of 8th chapter John. Then answered they and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Remember what I said, if the tree's good, the works will be good. If the tree's corrupt, the works will be corrupt. He knew that these bloodline, discrepant, evil ones were mixed in with the seed of Israel, that they got in through the Canaanite affection as Judah and had sons by the Canaanite woman. Now, Sheila is the one that escaped death. The whole story is there. You need to get the whole series of tapes that I have on the message, and you will understand. Now, verse 40. But you seek to kill me. Now, why would they want to kill him? He was a fellow Israelite. But you see, they knew he was the possessor of the inheritance, the birthright child. He was not from Judah. He was from the little obscure tribe up here in Bethlehem, Ephratah, Ephraim. Yahweh. Notice verse 41. You do the deeds of your father. See, you know a tree by its fruits. Oh, if you could have seen what the Messiah is seeing what now I'm seeing. I hope that you're seeing now what I'm seeing here, and we can see it together. If you do, call me tonight. I may be caught off. I'm on an automated calling service tonight, and I may be cut off quickly down at the end of the broadcast, so let me tell you who We are what we're all about, and some more interesting news at this point. Let me inject it. In case that I was to have to leave about 10 minutes early tonight, you'll know why. Praise Yahweh. Now, this is Pastor Buddy, the Shepherd's Call. My mailing address is Post Office Box 2284, and it's New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip is 37824. Now, really, the zip's all you need, but New Tazewell is our location. And our telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. Call me up, talk to me. Praise Yahweh. If you've never called, call me. If you have called, call again. I get lonesome. Praise Yahweh. I need friends. I'm just a lonely old preacher. Praise Yahweh. And we're thinking about extending through the gracious mercies of Dr. Gary, who is working out the details about going to Soundwaves 2000 for another hour following our broadcast here on Truth Radio. Now, what you would have to do is make the switch to Soundwaves 2000. Of course, we would give you all that switching information if this comes to fruition, that we would be on an hour. We have a call-in hour after that on Soundwaves 2000. So maybe, just maybe, Pastor Buddy, at the graciousness of Dr. Gary, that we can possibly be on for 2 hours, and that way we'll have the ability to take your calls wherever you are across the United States in particular. Now, if you're overseas, I don't know how that system works, but you would have to probably call overseas system and then hook into the system. I don't even know where that's available now, because we do go around the world on Truth and Soundwaves 2000, no exception. So we would be broadcast through that streaming audio, and we would have, like I say, a call-in number that you could dial, and you could talk to Pastor Buddy, and you could ask questions, and you could, well, hopefully you can't throw rocks at me through the telephone, but if you've got any stones to throw, you can throw them through the phone. Praise Yahweh. Well, remember, sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words will never hurt me. I can take the heat. I'm in the kitchen here preaching that the Jews are not, quote-unquote, God's unchosen people. They are being unchosen right now through the knowledge and the revelation of the Scriptures. Now, look at verse 41. You do the deeds of your father. Verse 41, now, you do the deeds of your father. Then they said unto him, they knew exactly what he was saying. Then they said unto him, we were not born of fornication. In other words, we weren't adulterated blood. We're not adulterated blood. Listen to what he said. He said, if you were of God, if God were your father, in other words, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my word? You are of your father, the devil. My heavens. You mean this wonderful, tender, loving, kind Messiah, this sweet Jesus, glory to God, that loves everybody, told these evil ones that their father was a devil? Now, what chance do you believe, if you've got the devil for your father, that you can be born into the kingdom of heaven? Now, listen to what I said. You make the tree good. See, you've got to have a good stock. Yahweh is only interested in the house of Israel, the lost sheep. To them, for them, and by them is the gospel preached. Now, you say, that's exclusive, Mary. That's right. It excludes. Everything ain't like him. And I had a brother that called me up today. He's a preacher. Of all people. These dumbasses, they're braying jackasses is what I call them. Call me up or wrote me an email. Didn't have the nerve probably to call me on the landline. I guess maybe they didn't have the money. They're broke. They're always gathering it up and putting it in the bank. They don't want to spend none. They want to spend your money. Well, I'd accept a collect call from him if he'll call me. I hope he's listening tonight. He knows who he is. Put me an email out and say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're too full of hate. Take me off your email list. Well, before I took him off, I said, well, I'll grant your request gladly. I think he was stinking up my email stack anyway, so I'm glad I got him out of there. I'm here to separate the tares from the wheat. I ain't taking prisoners, so we didn't take him a prisoner. We didn't try to keep him. We didn't get on our knees and beg to him. We just gladly took him off the email list, but I gave him a parting shot. I said, yes. Yes, I am full of hate. I hate every false way. And if they're in it, I hate them. Why? Because Yahweh Shua said, this is in the book of Psalms. It says 119, if you'd like to go to it. Verse 104. through precepts, that's through the word of Yahweh, I get understanding, David said, therefore I hate every false way. If you hate full of hate, you ain't going to make it to the kingdom. Now, you're going to hate your mommy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it's one thing me to hate my mommy, it's another thing to hate that preacher out there, especially him, a false preacher, as I suspect he is. He just got caught up in the, listening to the program and thought it was something in or something he had never heard before. He don't know he has to pay the price, repent. I'd like to bury him in the name of Yahweh. I would like to keep him down until he bubbles real good. And when he comes up, maybe that he will speak the truth instead of compromising with the world. Why? Because I hate every false way. If you don't hate your mother, your daddy, your land, your house, your wife, your children, or even your own self, you can't make it to the kingdom. You got to be centered into the great truth of Yahweh. You can't take any compromising. See, the world, that's what's wrong with the world today. All these good people in all denominations. These good people going to hell in all denominations. I'll agree with that. But let me add emphasis, going to hell, with all nations that forget Yahweh, that will not obey the truth. I know your father is the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Ain't no truth in these others that I'm preaching about. Bless Yahweh. And we're proving here that Judy, if you believe that he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, I've got some oceanfront property in Phoenix, Arizona, that I would be glad to have you to purchase, praise Yahweh. And don't be that foolish, ladies and gentlemen. He was born, the prophecy said, out of Bethlehem, Ephratah. Going back now to where Bethlehem, Ephratah is, we're going back to, listen to me, we're going back to the book of Joshua, chapter 16. While you're going there, I'm going back to Genesis chapter 35. Now, while I'm in 35, you go to Joshua chapter 16 and 1, and then come back to 35, and let me talk about here with the adventures of Rachel. Let me review this. We got it last night. I'm going to prove to you where Bethlehem Ephratah is. From this point, this geographical point on the planet, nowhere else, is the scriptures given that the Messiah would be born. Now, if he was born in Bethlehem, Judea, and the prophecy said he would be born in Bethlehem, Ephratah, then we've got two different geographical locations, and something's wrong. It ain't the word, ladies and gentlemen. It's somebody that's changed the word, and for obvious reasons, the Jews, these Canaanites, these blood-mixed serpents, this woman that Judah married was a low-down scumbag Canaanite. You say, oh, Pastor Betty, you aren't talk about him like that. I don't know any Canaanites. Well, they may be one living next to you, or you may be hugged up to one for all I know. You better make your election call and sure, and you better know who's who and who is a Jew, or who is an infested Canaanite living among you. You better get your house in order. You better set the record straight. And the Bible said, separate yourself from everything that walks disorderly. This tree here of the Canaanite faction, if you've got one drop of a Canaanite blood in you, you've got problems. It's called gate problems. St. Peter won't recognize you. Pastor Buddy won't recognize you. Yahweh won't recognize you. And hell will recognize you gladly, because hell is made and prepared for those that do these things, which is miscegenate and cross their blood and fornicate with a Canaanite. It's not to be, ladies and gentlemen. That's why Pastor Buddy and these other identity preachers are here at our own expense, time and effort, trying to save you. And you don't know the importance of this. You do not. Clearly, if you knew the importance of it, you'd be calling me now. I'd hear a beep in my phone that you're trying to beep in and get a hold of Pastor Buddy. Well, if you'll beep in the automatic and processing of a voicemail will catch you. Go ahead and beep it in right now. Put your name and address on my voicemail, and I'll call you back after the show if I get time. Praise God. If not, I'll call you tomorrow at the earliest convenience. You need to call Pastor Buddy. I can save your soul with this information. You're destroyed for the lack of it. Just like that preacher, take me off your mailing list. I sent him something to do with the stars and the signs, and it scared him to death. You see, these fearful, superstitious, ignorant jackasses, they've been preached and lied to so long that they believe it's a lie, and the Bible said they believe lying be damned, and the Bible said Yahweh shall send them a strong delusion. If truth comes, they'll cast the truth to the ground and prosper. Oh, yeah, a lot of people support a lie. I used to be a Baptist preacher myself. I know how it is. Man, I could have revivals. I could have 10 churches. I could pastor 20 churches, as the old Southern Baptist tradition goes. You're lying, glory to God. They would have loved me, honey. But you see, I had too much truth. I was a truth seeker. When you become a truth seeker, a Baptist church, a Pentecostal church, oh yeah, I used to be one of those preachers too, swinging on the rafter, speaking in tongues. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not against speaking in tongues because I had the baptism of the Holy Ghost and genuine. I knew it was genuine. It was the ability to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave me utterance. That's wonderful, joy, unspeakable, and full of glory and all those good things. But after all the shouting is done, it's only the truth that will stand. If they speak not according to this truth, there's no light in them. And when the truth comes, if it stops your tongue, and most of the time you go in these Pentecostal churches and they throw Buddy, Pastor Buddy out so far, so quick on his head, and they go back to speaking in tongues. Paul said that though you speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity, charity is truth, it rejoices and it profits you nothing. So they go ahead, they do that little joy thing they got, which is that little trigger mechanism, and most of the time these Pentecostal churches get you on the altar, and some big pot-bellied pastor or some silly woman will get up next to you and get a hold of your jaw and think, let it go, and you don't know what to do, and then they'll take your jaw and they'll work it up and down real fast, and you'll start to, he's got it, he's got it. There it is, praise Yahweh, he's got the Holy Ghost. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it takes more than that to get the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is truth. The Holy Ghost is divine revelation. When you get the Holy Ghost, you'll love the truth more than you'll love your necessary food. Praise Yahweh. And here we are, and Rachel died. Chapter 35. And they journeyed from Bethel and came to a little way to Ephrah, and Rachel travailed in death. And Rachel died and was buried in the way to Ephrah, which is Bethlehem. Now, I read that again for you in review. I want you to go over to 1 Samuel chapter 10. I'm going to show you that the Rachel's grave is not where the Jews say it is today. I said this the other day. If you go over to Israel right now and you ask the tour guide to take you down to Rachel's tomb, you know where they're going to take you? Yep, you got it. Down to Bethlehem, Judea. That ain't where the Bible says. See, you got to go by the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. They'll take you to Bethlehem, Judea, and they'll take you to the wrong place. They tell you that Christ was born in Bethlehem, Judea. It's wrong. It is error. It is error, deceitful area. Why? Because, praise Yahweh, they are deceivers. What are they? They are deceivers. Now, we're going to 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 2. This is where Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon the head of Saul, who was to be the inheritance captain, or the first king, against Yahweh's will, by the way. But anyway, he was anointed. Verse 2. This is Saul doing his speaking. Samuel knew where Rachel's tomb was. You know why Samuel knew? Samuel himself was an Ephratite. He was born in Ramah. That's where he was born. Ramah is where that Rachel was weeping for her children. Samuel himself was a descendant of Rachel's side of Ephraim. Oh my, hallelujah, praise Yahweh. Then Samuel said, when you are departed from me today, you shall go and stand two men by Rachel's scepter, which is in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. And they will say unto you, the asses that you seek are found. Well, we're going to find a few asses in this gospel, praise Yahweh, with the glory of the revelation that the King of Kings will speak the truth. Her grave was not in Bethlehem, Judea. It proves it right here. Now, where is the border at Zelzah? Where is the tomb of Rachel? It is in the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. Now, Benjamin's border and Ephraim connects right here at Bethlehem Ephratah, right where Benjamin's mother, Rachel, died, is right where she was buried. She was not buried in Judea. There was no Bethlehem, Judea at that time, ladies and gentlemen. So geographically, the Jews are liars. They tell you a lie to deceive you that Christ and all the old patriarchs and even Rachel, and by the way, Rachel was not the mother of Judah anyway. It was Leah. So, you see, it just don't jive here. Now, quickly, now that's proof in the puffing. That's what you wanted. That's what you asked for. That's what you got. Now let's go back to Joshua and give you the disbursement of Ephraim Manasseh's portions where that we have these cities mentioned. Chapter 16, Joshua, verse 1. Remember I told you to go there before. And the lot of the children of Joseph fell from Jordan by Jericho unto the water of Jericho on the east to the wilderness that goeth up from Jericho throughout Mount Bethel. Oh, right there it is. Unto the coast of Bethrahorn, through the coast of Bethrahorn, that's on the seacoast. So the children of Joseph, Manasseh, and Ephraim took their inheritance, verse 4. Now, remember, Bethel. Where was it that Rachel died? At Bethel, Ephratah. Where was Christ, the stone shepherd, prophesied that he would come from in Micah 5 and 2? Out of Bethlehem, Ephratah, comes the stone shepherd. Where is the prophecies of Genesis 49:10 and Genesis 49:22 through 24 and verse 26? The stone shepherd 24 shall come out of the seed or the land of Joseph Ephraim. Right here it is. And so we rest our case. Now, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we know that the truth will stand forever when the world's on fire, and the only thing that's going to save you, tongues will not save you. When tongues cease, truth begins. And the time will come that tongues will cease. But let me say this. Praise Yahweh. If you are a preacher, if you're a minister, listen, Pastor Buddy, tonight, and you're ashamed to make the switch, well, Pastor Buddy made it. I preached Jesus for 30 years in the Pentecostal church, and when I met an identity preacher, matter of fact, I got the truth before I ever met the preacher. I just hunted an identity preacher up and let him baptize me, praise Yahweh, out of a little town in Conyers, Georgia. He and his family came up here and baptized me, and we later turned around and baptized 42 members out of my assembly. I preached in it for 30 years. I run two-thirds of them off by making the switch. You think I cried? Yes. You think it hurt me? Sure it did. But you think that the truth prevailed? Yes, it did. Praise Yahweh. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. The last 15 years of my ministry, praise Yahweh, I have grown immensely. Had I not made the switch, the Bible said, if you continue in my word, you are my disciples. Quickly, let me tell you about Pastor Gary and Pastor Jack. These are my sponsors. They sell Miracle 2 products along with other things. So you just need to call them up. They are very excited when people call them. Just call them up and say hi and say, Pastor Buddy sent you. Praise y'all. If you don't have money to buy Miracle 2, if you have money, buy it from them. Praise y'all. Supports me. 1-877-289-7439. Write that number down. That's Dr. Gary. Call him through working hours and he can speak with you. Or he can have his secretary there at the office. They can talk to you, and if you need to talk to Dr. Gary, he can make an appointment and call you. Praise Yahweh. Or Dr. Jack. And his number is 1-888-281-7320. Praise Yahweh, and we've enjoyed being with you tonight, and I feel the Holy Spirit in my bones. Praise Yahweh. I know that Yahweh dwelleth in me by the truth that I have received. I know that if you have the truth in your life, you will walk upright according to the word. You will love Yahweh above your mother, your house, your land, your children, your preacher. Oh, my, that hurt, didn't it? Yeah, these preachers won't be petted and pampered, and most of them are. If you don't do like I say, glory to God, you're going to hell. This preacher indicated today that he dreaded the day that I faced God, and I said, which one? If he ain't got enough sense, know that there ain't no gods. Gods are something out of the 25th chapter of somebody's imagination. If you go and look at the truth, we don't have a God. I'm not going to stand before a God. I'm standing before my Father. Now, my Father's name Yahweh, and there's many gods. Which one do you reckon he wants me to stand before? One of which one he's got. If you was to ask him a simple question, well, who's your God? He starts stuttering, well, you know God. Well, I don't know God. And if you will read the 44th chapter, or the 43rd chapter of the book of Isaiah 44:10 through 12, you'll find out that Yahweh don't know no other God. There's none beside him. So these ignorant preachers, they really tick me off since I'm on National Worldwide Radio, praise Yahweh. I've got to watch my speech, but they really tick me off. Why? Because they are deceivers. And when I catch one and I pull the wool, you see why when Pastor Buddy walks into their congregation, oh, they get real still. As a matter of fact, I walked into one church, was in session, and they said, they seen me sit down and they recognized me, and I seen the preachers up there get together on the they call the holy altar, and they conferred about 1 minute, and they stood up and said, church dismissed. People jumped up and went, well, wait a minute. The service hadn't been started over 30 minutes. Wait a minute. I ain't had my say yet. Several of them objected to the dismissal. They didn't want me to stand in their pulpit or stand in the I don't really get in their pulpit. That's an unholy place for me to stand. But the Bible said, go in, sit down on the back seat. So I start preaching at the back. I preached to all of them that feel unworthy. That's the ones I'm after, the unworthy. Those that are counted as foreigners and strangers. And I'm not after the Pharisees and the ones up front. I'm after the ones in the back. That's where your true sheep is. Praise Yahweh. So they dismissed their service real quick because they feared the wrath of the Scriptures. Praise Yahweh. Now, if your truth won't stand up against the Scriptures, you got a problem. Just move up to the Scriptures and let your tradition go to hell with all them that forget Yahweh. Now, remember, tomorrow night we're going to go back. We are going to conclude this amazing series of Bethlehem Ephratah. Christ was born in Bethlehem Ephratah, not Bethlehem Judea. And when we finish this up, we believe we'll nail it down to secure it, to show you how the snake got into the house of Israel, how he worked deception by changing scriptures in certain areas, and how he's deceived you and me and all those beyond, praise Yahweh, without the revelation of the truth. The Bible said that they would deceive the very elect. Ladies and gentlemen, I got saved with the skin of my teeth. I hope that you understand what I'm talking about. If you'd like to call me after the show, just dial area code 423-626-2172. By doing so, you can click in to some of the scriptures that we can tell you about your soul salvation. And also, we want to give you this information, praise Yahweh, also that you can write me, Pastor Buddy. And that number is, or the address that is 2284 New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. Well, the call of the shepherd is coming on, praise Yahweh. We'll see you tomorrow night. Remember, pray about our adventure going on to Soundwaves 2000. If you would like to see us do that, won't you give me a call? Email me at ejohnsonwwgap.net. See you tomorrow night at 8 Eastern Standard Time. Call a friend and tell them we're coming back. See you then. Praise Yahweh to Jacob Israel. Yahweh bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.